I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some hospitals in New York and other places have banned fathers or significant others from the delivery room during this coronavirus outbreak. What about moms in Michigan? Are they heading to the delivery room alone? Here's WWJ health reporter Dr. Deanna Lice.
Health organizations in Metro Detroit have not issued a ban on having anyone in the delivery room. However, Dr. Linda Karachi, an OBGYN with McLaren McComb, says they've limited the number of people in the delivery room from 3 to 1. The biggest concern she's hearing from patients?
As far as I know, as far as what they're telling us, there hasn't been any reported cases of vertical transmission to the baby. So that's the baby getting infected during birth or even during pregnancy, at least in the United States. So that's been a very positive thing that patients have wanted to hear.
Karachi says they're trying to discharge patients within 24 hours when possible, and also advising that no visitors come to see the baby when they get home. Dr. Deanna Lites, WWJ News Radio 950.